What's up, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome to The Good, The Bad and The Stupid. It's Wednesday, the 1st of April. It's April the Fool's Day, and I'm going to be that fool for you for the next 20 minutes. In fact, I've just done it for 10 minutes because I've just fucking recorded and haven't pressed record. So, I mean, I've just been waffling on and haven't pressed record, and I'm running late. So this is going to be one of those shows. If you're new, sorry about the intro, but it might be best for you to come back tomorrow because this is going to be one of those shows that's totally off the wall, unprepared, and it could be one of the best ones I've ever done. That's going to be the flip of the coin for you to decide. So stick around. It's only 20 minutes. What else you got to do? I've just got to be somewhere. Before you start getting on your high horse about where's he off to, what about the rules? I've got to meet somebody in the kitchen at 8 o'clock, and I'm getting close to that already. So I haven't had time to read my notes, but that don't matter. I'm a professional. I'm the most professional unprofessional in this room, so don't sweat it. What we're going to say, a lot of films about the every time I'm searching around for films now, one keeps popping up about fucking viruses and stuff. There's one called last night called Pandemic. I saw that couldn't be more on the nose about what the fuck we're living in at the moment. We're on some like shit theme park ride at the moment that we don't know when we're going to get off, but I just thought there was that one. There was another one which is a Korean film. And there's another one called Outbreak that was on the telly last week. Outbreak. And there was another one on last week. Was that the other one? Contagion. Fuck me. I tell you what, if you used to watch all of those, you'd probably be right up to speed to anybody that's giving these talks from the government at the moment. So when they start dropping like flies, that's like your crash course in like how to fucking deal with this crisis, because that seems to be pretty much how everybody's doing it, by the seat of their pants. So you could be next in line when we've like what to do next, a big fucking task to take on, I imagine. But I don't envy anybody. But still, it's getting a bit funky out there, and it's a fucking shame the way it's going. But somebody needs to get some equipment from somewhere. You know, I'm just talking from the point of a cautious bystander. But hopefully, it all sorts itself out very quickly. The social distancing, as I said yesterday, I can handle that. I'm fucking was born to social distance, and like I can do fucking staying in the house with the best for the best of them. You know, it's not the worst thing in the world. It's just the money coming in, because they said 800,000 people have gone onto benefits. I thought it said here 880,000 have got the benefits bug. I thought everyone's just going fuck it. I'm fucking buzzing. I'm going to sign on and just I like this lifestyle. I thought that's what they were saying, but no, they're saying 880,000 have been put on benefits by the bug. So a slight, you see how a little slight of word can give you a different opinion about something. I just imagine a load of people sitting with their hands behind their head, fucking flicking through the TV, like turning to complete couch potatoes. Just think, fuck it, I'll just get by on the bare minimum. I quite like this, loving it. As long as you've got a bit of sunshine coming through the window, you know, you have to change your rooms around. If not, you'll have to make sure you get set your living room up in the sunny room. But no, so it's tough times. But Stir Crazy was on last night as well. They're messing with us. They're fucking with us. They're going, I know what people will mess people's heads. Put Stir Crazy on. Everyone's talking about that at the moment. Everyone's talking about how they're going fucking mental. There'd be like films about people being stuck in a cell. What's that one I saw with Ryan Reynolds where he's stuck in a box under the ground in a coffin and he's alive? I thought that can't be a good film. That's bound to be shit. And it was actually really good. I think it's called Buried. Really good film. You couldn't imagine. There's just a guy in a fucking coffin for an hour and a half, and you just think that has got to get shit after about 5 minutes, surely. I tell you what, it was fucking really good, really clever. So, you know, if he can do that, if he can fucking entertain millions of people from a coffin, under the 6 feet under the ground with just a mobile phone, then stop moaning about being stuck in your living room or stuck in your house. You got loads to do. Get on with it. I was going to say, Thai food tea, little bit of knowledge for you, being a proud Brummie that I am. Thai food tea was originally from Birmingham. I found that out today. It's originally a Brummie brew founded by John Sumner in 1903, and his factory was in Digbeth from 1930s to 1978. So when you're under the weather and when you're fucking desperate and when you're having hard times, and the first thing you think is to go for a cup of tea. You can thank us Brummies, because Thai food tea, as long as you're buying Thai food tea, it's not one of the other ones. Yorkshire tea, fuck them. Brummie tea, Thai food tea. You can thank us, but don't worry at the moment. We've got other things to worry about at the moment. Thank us afterwards, when this is all done. Psycho Seagulls, Corona Rampage. They ditch chips. They're ditching the chips. Because nobody's walking down the road fucking eating chips. They're going for the stockpilers grub that they're leaving out. That's because seagulls ain't stupid. You wonder how they like spot food from like... You can be sitting on the beach and you can pretend to eat, you know, sorry, secretly try and eat something, and the seagulls will spot you and come and stand all around you. They can smell a chip from about fucking a mile in the sky, and they just come and right next to you. But anyway, there's nobody around for them to nick the chips off. They're like muggers, aren't they? They're like around mugging people. And not just ones in Brighton, or the seaside, should I say. There's loads in Birmingham. I'm sure they've followed me. They're back from Brighton plenty of times, and they've just decided to fucking root up there, because every time I'm in Birmingham, I'm kept awake by seagulls. Either that or I'm mental. And this few weeks of solitary confinement ain't going to make that any better. So they're out and about, nicking everybody's stuff that they've left out. But that's good, because it's fucking wasted, so let them eat it. They'll get fat, because it's all shit, isn't it? It's all like... all the crap that people have bought, panic bought, and they're ripping it open and like, you know, and eating it. Well, it's going to go to waste otherwise. What they should have done is fucking take it straight to the food bank, because I bet a lot of it. I told you yesterday there were some bananas there that were, they looked perfectly fine. If I knew where they was, that I would have fucking been around and picked them up. But you can't be fucking fussy, you know what I mean? It's like half of that food. Some people chuck it out, bang on the date. I bet things like a week or two way beyond date, no problem. I think. say that to the 2 days on the toilet afterwards. Anyway, enough about what I'm up to. I'm trying to do the news here. Just stop interrupting and let's get through this. A British Playboy model who has told how she cheated death when a 170-mile-an-hour tornado hit her house. She was thrown out of her bedroom floor, by the twister, blew out her windows and ripped off the roof. Fucking hell. But she thought she was off to us, didn't she? She was like clapping her heels together. And she said, where was she? Nashville, Tennessee, in the middle of the night. That's where Dorothy went from, wasn't it? Around there. I'll tell you what, she 100% thought she was off, unless she was off or not. Was she on drugs or what? Later she lives alone. She lives alone with a dog. Toto, it's not, it's called Araya. But anyway, he said that the place took off like a nuclear bomb. And then she's going to say, next thing you know, I was on the Yellowbrick Road. Loads of little people talking to me. Going, we represent the Lollipop King, whatever the words are. And then all of a sudden, the drugs wore off. And I had an hangover and had to have a Baraka. No, anyway, she lived to tell the tale. That's why we can jest. There's three kids who did a good thing I saw in the paper today, where they're bored in their house, three housemates, and they turn their shower into their... the people have been telling them to try and stick to do as normal as possible, you know, act as normal, your day as possible, try and keep a sense of what you would do every day, and they decided to do their morning commute by going in their shower cubicle and turn their shower cubicle into as if they were getting on the tube and off the tube, and like they got in and out the shower because they're cramped in there. There's about four of them in a one person shower cubicle, and they're all like reading. They got the suits on and everything, and really clever. Shows how creative you can be when you put your mind to it. And then they were like going in and out of the shower cube because if someone is getting on the train and trying to squeeze into a packed tube. I just hope one of them hasn't got the coronavirus, because otherwise fucking one of them snivelling and that. At least you can get out and go, oh, fuck this. I'm giving up on this prank. He just fucking snotted on my shoulder, sneezed on my shoulder. But you can't do that on the tube, unfortunately. That tube... either makes you or breaks you, I guess, because it's got to be full of germs. Anyway, regardless of the coronavirus, you know, it's like when you're cramped in like that, you're almost face to face. Your face is just squashed into somebody else's. And if you see somebody's got a red nose and they're snivelling, it's like, oh, no. You know, you have to just try and hold your breath, don't you? But, you know, needs must. But as I said, it can make it because you might be taking on those germs and building up a fucking superpower of, like, you probably, some of them probably say, I'll never, ever, ever get ill because I'm just that big bag of, like, toxic waste from being on the tube every day or walking around London, smug town. The seaside town, the goats are taking over a town in Wales. There are fucking loads of goats. All the people have gone. And loads of goats have gone into the town, mountain goats. And they're just going, all right, nice one. They're taking over. They're just fucking bowling around like they're the new people on the town. It shows you what it could be like if, like, this is like a shit version of the Planet of the Apes, you know, goats. And they won't be there for long. But you could see how the animals would come in, creep into town and go, well, and just start, you know, breaking into houses and whatnot. And they'll start isolating in somebody's living room and whatnot. They might well find a house like that if somebody's out of town. You know, there's nobody to sort of tell them otherwise, is there? But that's people who are doing the social distancing proper there because there ain't a soul in sight. If all the mountain goats are all coming in. Everywhere I've been, people are fucking all over the show. I went to the park yesterday, there were fucking people, you know, it didn't look right. Anyway, let's put it that way, I ain't grassing, but fucking there was people who were like definitely met up in the park, which is fine, but there was a distance, but you're not meant to be doing that, are you? I'm being spiteful because I've got no friends. I have, I've got you. Even if you're only here for another 5 minutes. This pub's got it fucking clued up. This thirsty pub lover can turn their lockdown into a lock-in today with beers piped from their boozers directly into their homes. They haven't described that properly. Basically, a pub has a great idea of putting a pipe between here, the pub, and your house, and then pouring you a pint down the pipe. It's very clever, but at the same time, you can't be charging pub prices when you can just get that same fucking beer from the shop. Unless you're supporting the pub, which is good, keeping them going, which is fair enough. But if they're like £6 a pint coming down the pipe, but you can buy that one in a can from the shop, because that's what you would do if you're sitting in the house. You pay the pub prices for to go in the pub, didn't you, and enjoy the pub. But, you know, you've got to support people where they can. let's see if they can send you some of the pub grub round as well. Not, you know, I was saying, Weatherspoons. I'm surprised that Weatherspoons shot himself in the foot sacking all his stuff. He probably could have been sending the pub, because they said they could do that, didn't they? Send the takeaway meals and that. And I bet you some of the older folk who eat in there, because they're the cheapest food in fucking town. I said before, I don't know how they do it. They're like, probably got to be running at a loss somewhere. Or very, very short profits on some of the meals that they put out. So I bet they'd have been ordering. I bet fucking delivery would have been burning the fucking, what's it called? The tread off the tyres going back and forth from Weatherspoons. But he wanted to be a miser and like sacked everybody and told him to go and work at Tesco. So, you know, he might go fucking bust over that. I doubt it. He's a multi-millionaire. Fucking, so he's got a business model that nobody can match. Fucking cheap as chips, and apart from Poundland have got it down as well, didn't they? I saw that thing, one thing on Poundland, but and the guy, there was a guy at the 99p shop, there was a guy at the pound shop, and a guy at the 99p shop. And the guy at the 99p shop, who was his competitor, over a year lost about 4 million or 40 million difference. Let's just say it's 4 million, that's a lot anyway. 4 million difference. Just on that one penny that he's losing against his competitor, he's losing 4 million in profit. Fucking, that's how much money he makes. I tell you what, I'm in the wrong game. I'm on the fucking super noodles at the minute. I'm definitely in the wrong game. a man. There's a guy here who's trying to get a date on Tinder with posing with all his loo roll. He stockpiled loo roll, but he's a pantomime villain because he's showing that he's got loads and loads of toilet roll. So that's going to give you the big thumbs down, if you ask me, because everyone's going to go, I ain't got no fucking toilet roll. And then you're sitting there, he's got a photo of himself, half naked, with a load of toilet rolls. It's all done for fun, but all I think when you're looking at that is somebody's going to think, that guy, he's going for a shit. He just associates what the toilet roll's for. So it's not the sexiest fucking approach, but good for a laugh. And it made its way onto my podcast. It's a good job nobody's listening. Otherwise, they're going to go and check you out and go and send you a rude message because nobody likes toilet roll braggers. We're not happy about it. I'm fucking. It's getting low down in where I am, and I've not been down the toilet roll aisle for a while. Has that sorted itself out yet? I bet it hasn't. The last time I went, they were gone. Right, we're going to run in. We're nearly there. Don't worry. What's the fucking? Oh, there's been a I'm not going to do that one. That was a fucking. Going to depress. It's depressed me just reading it. So I'm not going to bring. I'm not going to tell you what it is. It's about wills. Anyway, it's about all the wills that people are fucking. I'm getting advertisers on Facebook. I'm going to tell you anyway. Facebook, you know them sponsored adverts coming round. I keep getting them popping up about writing your will. I don't want to see that shit. Thank you. Let's have some fucking positivity. There's a guy, here's a positive one, a guy who went to the supermarket. Everyone's all fucking moaning and miserable and, you know, and panicking and nervous. And the guy went dressed as a Tyrannosaurus Rex in the Phantomime costume. And he stood in the queue with dressed as the T-Rex. So that's quite good. It cheered everybody up. I bet somebody still didn't let him get away with pushing in front of him or something or other, but it'd be good if it was a real one and he could have just gobbled up somebody who had too many toilet rolls in their body cord. Or if you got into a fight, that'd be a good one. That'd make a good video. You should have thought about that. It could be a brilliant shoplifter as well. Imagine that. He's got the big open mouth. He'd walk around when nobody's looking, just chuck something in the mouth. All everyone is doing is taking photos and laughing and joking with him. He could just fucking clean up. It's a massive suit, so it's not got a massive belly, a big, massive head. You're going to have loads of stuff away. Tell you what, if you're listening, I need some. There's quite a few things I need. All the usual shoplifters' favourites. Links, razors, what's it called? The cards, the Netflix cards and all that kind of stuff. Hit me up. I'm only joking. Give them to the NHS workers. That's what is the good thing. All the good humanity thing is where people are giving a lot and thinking about people who are putting themselves in danger and wanting to do things for them. So I think they enjoy it and they look to be really, what's the word, being really grateful for it also. Good, good, good. Right, I think I've talked myself into a fucking semicolon there. I meant a cul-de-sac. Right, last one. The Who's Keith Moon and John Entwistle were once interviewed by police who thought they had kidnapped a woman. The notorious wild men had driven around Newcastle with a pair of inflatable legs sticking out of Entwistle's Bentley. Drummer Moon was making girly noises out of the window. Well, they're probably fucking, plenty of times they had the real thing doing that anyway, I imagine. Car full of fucking women and they were going around. I bet they weren't short of a few. They probably had that much going on that they ended up just thinking, you know, I need something different. Like, I'm going to go for the inflatable this weekend. I'm sick of real women. I want an inflatable woman. Like I just saw earlier on, there's a Japanese website, I think, or I don't know if it's Japanese, but it's called Flaku. And I think it's cartoon porn. And it's free. If you check it, because it went down because everybody jumped on it when they said that it's free for a month. Like all the porn providers are doing. It's free for a month. And I think it's like, you know, the Japanese drawings. I think it's like cartoon porn like that. So that's a new thing. It went down. Everyone's like, whoa, cartoon porn? That's fucking right up my street. So I want to get onto that. The new fad. People are sick after this month. Well, sorry, 1 week in isolation. The board of like real people and real porn and sex. Everyone's going to get on. Everyone's going to be basket weaving, but if we have to be stuck in here for too much longer. Right. Anyway, I'm going to leave it there. I told you I'm late for my date in the kitchen. Right, hopefully you've enjoyed it. See you again tomorrow. Bye.